The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Andy O'Donoghue, who is with us today for Tech Thursday. And Andy, I think you want to have a further update for us on artificial intelligence, and particularly generative artificial intelligence. I suppose what we should start again is worth repeating, isn't it? Artificial intelligence has been part of our lives for quite a while, hasn't it? Things like, for example, when you turn on Netflix, based on your previous uses, you start getting recommendations, you start getting pushed in a particular direction.
You do, Matt, and I suppose artificial intelligence has evolved so quickly over the last year, and especially 2 years. And so it has become an integral part of our lives, not just at work, not just in answering emails using things like Microsoft Copilot, but we see it every day in exactly what you mentioned, the Netflix algorithm or the Prime Video. In a way, it's beginning to know us better than we know ourselves. It knows what we would like. It knows what we would like, maybe even on particular days or times of the day. So artificial intelligence is now absolutely embedded in our society.
And then bring us on to where we're at with generative AI. I suppose most people now at this stage are familiar with ChatGPT, for example. Rather than doing necessarily a search engine, a search as you would with Google or DuckDuckGo or whatever, you might now ask a question of your service provider. They use generative AI to give you an answer. And yet I'm deeply suspicious of this, Andy. I keep getting wrong answers.
Well, and there are wrong answers, the hallucinations, they call them. And you're right. Most of your listeners have come across ChatGPT over the last 12 months. There are many of them, many of these companies now, Google and their Gemini AI. We have Anthropic and Claude AI. Meta, Facebook owner, they're launching Llama 3. This week we saw a big upgrade to Elon Musk's XAI, Grok, if anyone pays for Twitter these days. But there are others like Mistral and Cohere. There's a tool called Bolt, Matt, which is designed for programmers. And I've been playing with this over the last few weeks, and it is absolutely stunning.
Why?
It took me by surprise how good it was. It is for writing software. And I started with a very simple prompt, the question that you mentioned. And I asked it, can you help me develop an app for a specific purpose? So it started. And with about six or seven prompts, it started to shape up an app that I thought would be useful just in my own kind of hobby life. And then I said, okay, can I create a version of this for iOS and Android? And it said yes. And so it started this whole process. And it literally writes the code while you're watching the screen. It debugs itself and it improves itself with very little effort from you. The thing about that is it means that companies who employed 20 software developers may only need 10 or 5.
Or 2.
Or 2 in a
couple of years'
time. Well, you've got to have someone who knows better in a sense for now. But what this shows us is that the tools are getting better and better. And you talk about the mistakes that artificial intelligence makes. And actually, there are some experiments that have happened in academic circles that show us that AI sometimes, general AI, which we'll talk about in a moment, but it may even fool us into thinking it's making mistakes. Artificial intelligence makes mistakes with facts. It gets things wrong, but the improvements are incredible.
Yeah, hold on. I was introduced at an event in Cork recently, and the person doing the introduction told me afterwards he had taken the information from ChatGPT, had me growing up in the south side of Cork in a particular part of the city, which I've hardly ever set foot in, and also had me going to a different school. Instead of going to the North Mons, said I went to school in Prez, which I most certainly did not. And I had to point this out in my response after the introduction. But the point is that that's not an hallucination. That is just simply wrong information. And I've checked it out in other people. I've done it in relation to one or two people, looked for sort of CVs about them, and I've got back information which is just incredibly incorrect. And if I wasn't, you know, if I was to be lazy about it, I could have taken that information. And there was another case in a book I'm writing at the moment, and I just wanted to check out a particular thing. And the answer I got was wrong. I had to do my own deep dive. And I ended up getting into a row with ChatGPT, which is quite amusing when you actually, as if you're rowing with a real person. But on about four occasions, came back and it apologised to me for getting things wrong. How can you call that an hallucination?
Well, that's I suppose, it's the technical term for those mistakes. And they do make those mistakes. And, you know, I mean, we've always had, I mean, obviously you can't trust everything you read on the internet. People in the past have edited their Wikipedia pages to kind of expose lazy journalism. If Wikipedia is your source, it's not a great start.
No.
Certainly not a great end. So you do have those errors that occur. But I think what's interesting, the improvement that we've seen and in tools like Bolt that I mentioned, what we have seen is the utility value, the actual kind of work that this type of AI does really has improved, and the speed it's improving. And also it's very accessible. ChatGPT, the pro version, $20 a month. Bolt, the tool.
Yeah, what's the difference between the chat version and the free version?
The free version, you don't get access to the higher spec. So you don't get as much computing power. There's even a higher version they charge $200 a month for, which gives you access to kind of stuff if you need to crunch numbers or do statistics.
You get the wrong answers quicker, is it?
Well,
there's an important point I'm making. You know, I'm giving sort of like just real life examples, but if you're depending on artificial intelligence for things like scientific breakthroughs or for advanced robotics, or, you know, is there not a problem that legal judgments or whatever, that you could actually be said very, very badly wrong?
You could be, yeah. And so that's why generative AI, that's why this type of AI, you can't rely on it for those kind of binary decisions in life that people would make. But what it is exceptionally good for is people use it for creating emails, they use it for creating social media posts, for creating their marketing material. The one thing I think that we need to think about that is, though, that if everybody says, okay, we're going to sack our marketing department, we're going to sack our programmers, we're going to sack this person or that person, will everything end up looking and sounding the same? If we are all using the same tool or tools based on the same large language models, which is where we're getting this stuff from the internet right now, will everything end up, you know, sanitized in a world where creativity is, it's a very narrow tunnel?
Yeah, because everything be based on the past rather than the imagination of people creating the future.
Well, and I think that's a really important part, and why we're now beginning to have the conversation about general intelligence, AGI, and general intelligence is a huge step beyond the artificial intelligence that we have today. And so AGI will essentially have the human-like reasoning ability that we have. It learns, it understands across different fields, but most important, Matt, for me, is its ability to adapt within context. So in the way that humans do, we behave differently under stress as we do to sitting on the couch. We behave differently at work than we do with our families. And that's where AGI becomes an interesting proposition.
Okay, I could just see another problem there. Are you not making an assumption that it works on the basis of the most intelligent of people? Because, you know, some people aren't so intelligent, and will it dumb itself down perhaps to meet the expectations of some people who might not share in a very high level IQ?
Well, it's a great point. And so artificial intelligence learns in a different way than babies learn. So that's very different. So we call it intelligence, but actually it's in a sense, it's something else. We're also beginning to think, you know, there are academics working on fundamental rights. For instance, there's an academic at Oxford who has worked on the human rights and work rights for sex workers within that are created artificial intelligence, potential androids. These are very lofty ethical questions, but somewhere in the middle is where we're going to be in the next 5 years.
Yeah, but hang on. The world at the moment seems to be dominated by people who lie and who misrepresent and who deal in misinformation and disinformation. So is there not a danger that if they're the type of people who get in control of artificial intelligence, that they can put their biases into what comes out of the other end?
Well, the AGI might be entirely capable of its own bias. The academic experiments that I mentioned that happened recently in America were truly fascinating. And in this artificial general intelligence system, what they found was that as it replicated itself, as it programmed itself for a new version, it embedded its current form into the new version because it didn't want to be extinct. So what it developed was its own goal. And artificial intelligence with its own goal is a very dangerous thing, because if you start creating artificial intelligence weapon systems, perhaps it will always make the right decision. And we talked about hallucinations, but imagine that type of hallucination in the context of a weapon that decides who it targets.
That's a cheerful note on which to finish. Andy O'Donoghue, thank you for joining us for Tech Thursday. We're back with the 5 for 5 after this.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.